Right, good morning again. This morning, we're going to carry on with our series, Back to Basics. And we've been looking at it since the beginning of the year. The general consensus is, I believe that God wants us to come to a place where we go back to the basics and we leave everything that is complicated behind and just really focus on Him, going through just, you know, coming back to like the really, really simple things that God has asked us to do in order to grow with our relationship with Him. So since we started, we looked at a number of areas. We've looked at worship. We looked at the Word. We looked at the power of the Holy Spirit. And we based everything at what we looked at the very first, during the very first topic we looked at, which was loving and knowing God. That all these things that we do, all the things that we should be doing, should be based on the fact that we want to know God. Bible says in John chapter 17 verse 3, a couple of people came to ask Jesus, what, I'm paraphrasing now, what is the most important thing? And you'll have thought Jesus will have said, well, it's important that you evangelize the whole world, which is important, and He asked us to do that. You might have thought Jesus would say something like, oh, go out and heal everyone that is sick, go out and do this, go out and do that. So although Jesus has asked us to do a number of these things, Jesus highlighted one thing as being the most paramount, the most important. And that thing, He said in John chapter 17 verse 3, is knowing God. And He said to His, Jesus was saying there that this is the thing. This is eternal life. That they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus whom you sent. So focusing on the fact that we have life after this world, which the Bible refers to as eternal life. However, we also have life that starts right here. And God said that the life that starts right here should start with us knowing God, because that's the most important thing. So that's the basis of what we're, all that we're talking about, all that we do in the Christian faith. Today, I'm going to be looking at prayer. And if time permits, I'll probably finish today. But if not, we will finish on another day. Now, what is prayer? Everybody might have prayed once in a while or often. Or there are people that, you know, there are times that and God is so good. That is when we're in trouble, we pray, oh my God, save me. And God being so kind, He just reaches out and He saves us like He did Peter when he was sinking. But we want to look at prayer from the context of back to basics. Prayer in the context of you and I. Not in the context of being a pastor. Not in the context of being anything at all. Just you as an individual praying to God. So I've said here, what is prayer? Prayer is communicating and speaking with God. Communicating and speaking with God. The same way I'm communicating with you now, although you're not speaking back to me because I'm preaching. But prayer is simply communicating with someone. The same way I would sit down with, you know, any one of us. Hi, how have you been? How has your week been? You know, what's happening? And you would, you know, respond, oh, pastor, my week has been nice. So on and so forth. So it's just nothing complicated at all. It's just simply us communicating with God in very simple terms. No complicated things at all. So that's what I would describe prayer as. So we want to look at a number of things about prayer, a number of points about prayer. Now, one thing I'm quite careful about when it comes to preaching, or when it comes to describing things like this, when I say things like points, it's not like it's a technique or I'm saying these are the things that you need to do and you've nailed it. Do you get what I mean? You know, it's like at the beginning of the year when you're making your New Year's resolutions, you see all these adverts. I don't know if you guys have noticed, and they say 3 months in the gym doing these exercises and you have your six pack. And all that, you know, 7 steps. And you follow those steps and it's like, after a while, your six packs haven't come out. Your muscles are still the way they are. And you're wondering, what's happening here? No, this is not a step-by-step thing. It's just a number. It's just a way of explaining what I want to explain this morning. So the first thing is this. God hears you and I when we pray to Him. God hears you and I when we pray to Him. Now, if we look at Isaiah chapter 65 verse 24. Isaiah chapter 65 and verse 24. Isaiah 65, 24. God says something there. It says, before they call, I will answer. While they are yet speaking, I will hear. So we see here that God is eager to speak with us. He hears us when we pray. Do you understand? Now, why am I making this very important point at first? Because I kind of like have a sense that a lot of people probably might not really pray. A lot of believers might not pray because they think no one's listening. They think God is so distant that, you know, when they pray, He probably doesn't hear us. I was speaking to a couple of people yesterday, and one of them told me, he said, where was God when he said something? They said something. Where was God? I don't believe God listens to anything I say. And I said, oh, you should come to the meeting tomorrow because I'm talking about prayer and stuff. The person's not here, so don't look around. But what I'm just saying is this. If we really, really, really boil it down, if you knew that each time you prayed, God was listening to you, I believe that you will be eager to pray often. I mean, it's just like me coming to pay you a visit and I'm speaking with you, or let's say other way around, you come to my house and you've come to pay me a visit and you're so excited and you're talking to me and you're saying, Pastor Benson, how are you doing? You're excited to talk to me. And I just give you a blank and I'm not saying a word to you and I'm just looking at you and you're talking and talking, you're talking. After a while, you would stop and you'd be like, hang on, something weird is going on here. Now, if I did that to you the first time, you might say, maybe pastor's not having a really good day, so on and so forth. If you came to my house the second time and I did that to you, how would you feel? Would you be excited to pay me the third visit? I don't think so. Because you'd be like, hang on, I'm talking and, you know, I'm not getting any response here. So the same way we pray, and oftentimes we think that God is not listening. So it's like, what's the point? Why pray? Why bother? Do you understand? Why bother? So the first thing that we need to understand that is really important, as we've read here, is this. God hears you and I when we pray. He not only hears us when we pray. He says, look, before they call, I will answer. That means God is listening out. He's saying, what is my daughter going to say? What is Brother Flo going to say this morning? I'll use Sister Mel, you're in front. What's Sister Mel going to say this morning? So he's not just tolerating our prayers to say, okay, oh, not again. No, he's excited to listen to what we want to say. And I don't know, I believe that, you know, as we begin to change our perspective about God, it will really help our relationship. I don't know how you felt when, and again, this is why a lot of times I don't emphasize technique, as in, if you do this, then God will hear what you're saying. If you, you know, say amen seven times, you jump up a number of times, you put your hands together like this, then God will hear you. No. Imagine if, you know, as we have our little lady here, I can imagine that when she was growing up, anyways, we saw her growing up, and it got to the point where she began to speak a bit. How do you think Sister Mel and Brother Flo will have felt? They probably will have Instagrammed it. What? She spoke a word today! And I'm sure the first word she probably spoke was daddy. Not mommy. No, but that's for a later conversation. No, I don't know what she spoke, but they would have been excited to hear what she had to say, even if it didn't really make any sense to them. Wow, my daughter spoke to me today. God is excited to hear you and I. So why am I taking time to explain it this way? You know, God sent Jesus to die for you and I. God looked around and there was nothing else he could give us to show how much he cares about us. And in Romans, he said, if I sacrificed my son and I gave you my son, how much more will I not give you all things? Now, why am I saying all this? I'm saying all this because God is great. God is good. God is our Father. God wants to hear your voice. God hears you when you pray. You understand? He does. And I don't know about you, but for me, I get really excited about God a lot. And that's because before I became a Christian a long time ago, I had different kinds of opinion about God. So many things. But as I became a Christian and I began to understand that, wow, this God we're talking about, this God that has saved us, really, really cares about us. This God that we're talking about wants to hear my voice, even if what I'm saying doesn't make sense. Do you understand? He hears us when we pray. All the time. Do you understand? So, that's the first thing that we just want to note there about prayer, that God really hears us. Now, the second thing I want to mention is this. When we pray, God actually responds to our prayers. You know the analogy I gave at the beginning where someone came to my house. Well, this is, by the way, P.S. is an analogy. No one has come to my house and I've blanked them out. So what I'm saying, and I gave that analogy that, you know, someone, you're talking to someone and you're not getting any response. You won't be too excited. So the first thing we mention is that God hears us when we pray, number one. The next thing is that when you pray and you speak to God or you communicate with God, God actually speaks back to you. God actually speaks back to you. Now, the other thing I want to say is this. God is not as complicated as we have made him out to be. I'm telling you. God is not as complicated as we have made him out to be. And I think sometimes it's the fault of us pastors. Because sometimes we make it seem like, oh my goodness, if God is going to speak to you, you have to walk in a particular way. You have to make sure that when you're speaking to God, you speak to him with a certain kind of voice. And that kind of voice is, God, I'm here today. God, I am here today. You know, all those kind of things. You know, all these things, they seem a bit funny, but it's the truth. Oh, you know, you have to do it in a particular way. And by the way, if you are not nice to that, your neighbor that annoys you, oh, God is not going to hear you. But I know you guys are always nice to your neighbor, so it doesn't apply to you, but just in case. And, or you have to have, you know, read the Bible and you know the Bible. And I say, tell me what's on page 1010. Tell me what's on page 1010. And you say, Pastor, don't open it. I can quote it off head. Thou shalt say, I mean, come on. It seems a bit funny, right? So that's a bit extreme. But we have all these notions about God. You know, I think that God will only speak to us in a particular way. Now, let's look at something here. Let's look at 1 Kings chapter 19, verses 12 and 13. 1 Kings chapter 19, verses 12 to 13. So we're saying that God actually speaks back to us when we speak to him. He not speaks back. He does that. He communicates back to us. If you look at 1 Kings chapter 19, verses 12 to 13, are we there? This was a prophet, Elijah, and God told Elijah that go to a particular place and I'm going to speak with you. And see what happened here. The Bible says that after the earthquake came, so he was waiting for God to speak with him. And the Bible says there was an earthquake. It says after the earthquake came, a fire came, but the Lord was not in the fire. It says after the fire came, a gentle whisper. When Elijah heard it, he pulled back his cloak over his face, and he went out and he stood at the mouth of the cave. Then a voice said to him, "What are you doing here, Elijah?" So Elijah was expecting that God would speak to him in a particular way, in a very dramatic way. Do you understand? And he was looking out for it. There was an earthquake. He says there was fire. And he was waiting for God to speak in a dramatic way. He was waiting for God to do something, you know, out of the ordinary, so that he would know that, yes, this is God actually speaking to me. But the Bible tells us that he heard a small whisper. The Bible calls it a small, still voice. And that was God speaking to him. Nothing dramatic, nothing extraordinary. Do you understand? Why am I saying this? I'm saying this because God will speak to you if you're expecting him to speak with you. That's another thing. In a way that you will understand. Although you have to identify how God speaks to you. And it's so simple. What do I mean by that? What I mean by that is this. Let's say, for example, you're all sat here and I'm communicating with you and I'm speaking English. Now, if I want to switch to sign language and I start sign languaging everyone that's here, you probably wouldn't understand what I was saying distinctively. Why? Because you're expecting me to speak in English to you. You're expecting me to speak in a particular way. And when I'm not communicating in that particular way, the thought that begins to come to your mind is, hang on, God isn't communicating at all. The Bible says that God is always speaking. He's always speaking. So why did I use that analogy of the sign language? So if, for example, you wanted to understand how I was communicating in sign language, what would you do? You would learn the meaning of sign language so that you would be able to understand what I was saying. But God hasn't made it that complicated for us. He doesn't use sign language for us. God uses very basic things. Say, we look at one. God speaks to us primarily to start with through the Bible, through his word. Now, if you look at Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 4. So we've said that God hears us when we pray. The second thing is that God speaks to us in a very simple way. One of the ways that God speaks to us is through his word. And we look at Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 4. It says, "The word of the Lord came to me saying." If you look at, you don't have to turn there, Zechariah chapter 4 verse 8 as well. It says, "The word of God of the Lord came to Zechariah saying." Another one. So we begin to see that as you read the Bible, with the expectation that as I'm reading the Bible, God is going to say something to me. God begins to speak to you through his word. Now, what does that mean? Now, say, for example, I'm reading any story in the Bible. Say Joseph, for example. As I'm reading the story of Joseph and looking at things that are happening to Joseph, what I'm also doing is that I'm expecting that God will say something to me as well. Then it might be that I've asked God a question in the past. Maybe yesterday I'm like, "God, what do I need to do about this thing?" And it seemed like I haven't heard anything. As I'm reading the Bible, I'm going to be expecting that God is going to say something to me about the question that I asked him. And what usually happens is this. Because I have that expectation, God will highlight something in what I'm reading. And I'll know that that's God speaking to me. I'll mention one other way as well. Now, if we look at Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 1. So I said God speaks to us through his word. Then Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 1. Now, another way that God speaks to us, speaks to you and I is this. You know, if I'm communicating to you in sign language, I'm communicating using symbols in my hand, with my hand, most of the time. It's like through hand signals. And those hand signals mean something. Do you understand? Now, another way that God communicates with us is through what I will call spontaneous thoughts or mini visions. What does that mean? So, say for example, I'm praying about something, and when God wants to speak through like word of knowledge to tell you about maybe someone or something, sometimes he uses this way as well. Do you understand? Now, Habakkuk said something. He said, I will stand at my watch and station myself on the rampant, and I will look to see what he will say to me and what answer I will give to this complaint. So Habakkuk was saying something. He said, I'm going to wait and I've asked God a question, and I'm going to wait and I'm going to see what God is telling me. He didn't say here in his ears. Do you guys get what I mean? So for example, and that's how, that's another thing entirely. So God will sometimes speak to us like that in a mini vision. And again, he will show you something, maybe in symbols. It is now left to you to kind of like interpret what he's saying. But he will over time explain what that means. So if, for example, I want to know something, or I'm praying about something, as I am praying, I am waiting, and I'm expecting that God will show me a vision of some sort, or as I'm studying the word, God will speak to me through his word. Do you understand? So what I'm just saying is that these are some of the ways that God speaks to us. So they're things that we have to expect. They're things that we have to, in quote, practice. You know, you have to practice these things. So what am I saying here? The first thing I'm saying is that, or that I've been saying, is that one, God hears us when we pray. And the second thing is that God actually responds back to us when we pray as well. God actually responds back to us when we pray. I have some other things here, but I'm just going to skip some of the other ones. And I'm just going to mention one more thing here. The other thing is this. As believers, we can pray in the Holy Spirit in tongues for refreshing and to strengthen our faith. What do I mean by that? What does it mean to pray in the Holy Spirit? Now, there's a spiritual language that God has given everyone that is a believer. It's called speaking in tongues. It's called speaking in tongues. Now, that happens when you're baptized with the Holy Spirit. So, but the Bible is saying that we can speak in tongues, in this language that God has given us as believers, and something can happen to you, or something happens to you as you do that. And we'll look at Isaiah chapter 28, verse 11 to 12. Isaiah chapter 28, 11 to 12. Isaiah chapter 28, 11 to 12, the King James Version says that, for with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to his people, to whom he said, this is the rest wherein you may cause the weary to rest. And this is the refreshing. If we look at Jude chapter 20, it's just got one chapter. Jude verse 20 says, you know, we should pray in the Holy Spirit, building ourselves in our most holy faith. Speaking in tongues language is a gift that God has given us to help us to strengthen our faith. It's a way that we communicate with God supernaturally as well. And if you look at 1 Corinthians chapter 14 verse 18, 1 Corinthians chapter 14 verse 18, Paul the apostle was saying that, look, I pray in tongues more than all of you. 1 Corinthians chapter 14 verse 18. He says, I thank God that I speak in tongues more than all of you. Now, what is speaking in tongues? And the Bible says that as we do that, as we pray in tongues, as we pray in the Holy Spirit, God will communicate a lot of things to our minds as well. Do you understand? And as we do that, there are things that we want to pray about that we don't know how to pray about. When we pray in the Holy Spirit that way, God helps us to pray accurately. Amen. All right. So I'm going to stop there this morning. And the point I've got loads of things that I would have spoken about, but the point I just want to make today is that in terms of prayer, One, God hears you when you pray. God hears every single one of us. And it's not how fancy your prayer is worded. You know, it's not if it's worded in proper American or Queen's English. It doesn't matter. Even if it's a blabble, God loves it because you're speaking. So he hears you. The other point I've made is that as you pray and as you ask God questions, and even when you don't ask him questions, God actually responds to you. The only thing that's left with us is to expect God to respond to us. And as we expect it along the way, we will begin to know how God actually communicates with us. Amen. So this morning, I'm just going to ask us to rise up and we're just going to pray.